بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، وأحيت السنة الشهباء دعوته، وأحيت السنة الشهباء دعوته حتى حكت غرة في الأعصر الدهوم، حتى حكت غرة في الأعصر الدهوم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم، بعارض جاد أو خلت البطاح بها، بعارض جاد أو خلت البطاح بها سيبا من اليم أو سيلا من العريم، سيبا من اليم أو سيلا من العريم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
Just can come closer, inshallah. Just be mindful of those that are performing the salah. The more closer they are, we are, inshallah, in more noor, more barakat, inshallah. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abada على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. Most respected elders, beloved mutaqifin, mothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. These are the last four poems of the fifth chapter of Qasida Burda. Allama Busairi rahmatullahi alayh, he has been mentioning the different miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How the tree made sajda for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How the clouds have given shade to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How the spider has made the spider's web at the mouth of the cave. And at the time of Hijrat, how Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala helped and assisted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And finally he ends with, at the time of drought, when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then how the floodgates of the heavens would open up and rain would come down. Allama Busairi said, such rains would come down with the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is as though the water is flowing from the oceans. And he gives an example of the flood from the dam of Arim. Arim refers to the nation of Sabah. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ جَنَّتَانِ عَنْ يَمِينِ وَشِمَالٍ كُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِ رَبِّكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ بَلْدَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ وَرَبٌّ غَفُورٌ فَأَعْرَضُوا فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَيْلَ الْعَرِمِ. The nation of Sabah was a very, very successful, prosperous nation. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala bestowed the nation of Saba with lots and lots of ni'mat. As Allah said in the Quran Kareem, Baladatun Tayyiba, pure town. And beside the pure town, you also have a Rabb that is Ghafoor. But when they turned away from Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, then the dam that was there to sustain the farms, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made the dam, the floodgates of the dam open up, and it flooded the entire nation. So Allama Abu Sayri rahmatullah refers to when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua, so much of water would come, so much of water would come, as though the oceans have been let loose and as though the dam of Arim has been let loose. Respected Allah's friends, in Suratul Waqi'ah, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about four great ni'mats and bounties. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تُمْنُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنِ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. Four great ni'mats and bounties of Allah. First, Allah sees us. When there is a conjugal relationship that takes place between married spouses, and the water that comes out and the fertilization that takes place through which a child is born, أَنْتُمْ تَخْلُقُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Did you create the child or did we create the child? Iman and yaqeen. Then Allah says, for sustaining mankind, food is important. So, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ. Do you see, when the farmer, he has to sow the seed in the ground, that's all he have done. He just put the seed in the ground and he went away. Who brought about the change in the seed where the germination took place and then the crops that grew from underground? أَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Did you make the crops grow or did we make the crops grow? The third ni'mat, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ الْمَاءَ الَّذِي تَشْرَبُونَ. We simply just open the water and we drink the water or make wudu with the water. Did we ponder and reflect upon the water? أَنْتُمْ أَنْزَلْتُمُوهُ مِنَ الْمُزْنَ أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْزِلُونَ. Did we send the water from the cloud or did you make the water come down? And the fourth ni'mat, Allah says, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ النَّارَ الَّتِي تُورُونَ. That did you see the fire that you burn with the firewood, when you kindle the fire, then who made the tree grow? أَأَنْتُمْ أَنْشَأْتُمْ شَجَرَتَهَا أَمْ نَحْنُ الْمُنْشِئُونَ. That did you make the tree grow or did we make the tree grow? Now these are the four great ni'mats and bounties of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. But if you ponder and reflect, that probably the greatest bounty from these four bounties is the bounty of water. Man cannot do without water. Likewise, the crops that grow from the ground that cannot do without water, and the fire that we kindle through the firewood, that wood is also created, that wood also needs to grow through that water. So the greatest ni'mat from all the ni'mat that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has given us is the ni'mat and the bounty of water. And if you look at the various ayat of the Quran Kareem, ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at times, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala punishes people through water. And at times, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala bless people through water. Allah Ta'ala gives that incident of the nation of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. No water. And then finally, when the rain water came, it destroyed the entire nation. Then Allah Ta'ala gives that incident of the nation of Saba. لَقَدْ كَانَ لِسَبَئٍ فِي مَسْكَنِهِمْ آيَةٍ. And so much of flow, water came out that it caused the entire dams, it caused the entire farms to also flood. And at the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in Makkah Mukarrama, when there was a drought, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed, اللَّهُمَّ عَلَيْهِمْ سِنِينَ كَسَبْعِ يُوسُفِ. At the time of Yusuf Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, there was a severe drought, 7 years. And Allah refers to it in the Quran Kareem in Surah Yusuf. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed, "Oh Allah, let such drought come upon these people of Makkah 7 years, like how it came upon the time of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam." And this was so that to jolt them, to make them think you can't just enjoy the ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala without bringing iman on Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now, at times also, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala blessed the people with water. When rain water comes down, when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is angry, Allah withholds the rain. It's very easy for us to understand. You have a very close friend, and it keeps on bestowing you with so many bounties. Until a time comes, he withholds. Not, he's not withholding because he doesn't have. But just suddenly, he just withholds. Probably the relationship is strained. That's why he's not giving you. There's no other reason. Now, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is bestowing us with rain, and suddenly Allah tabarak wa ta'ala withheld the rain. That means that there's a strained relationship between us and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is why there is a need for us to restore that relationship with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the one way of doing that is to make kasrat istighfar. In Surah Nuh, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, "Istaghfiru rabbakum, innahu kana ghaffara." Make istighfar. Seek forgiveness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah is the forgiver. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ بِذَرَارَ. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will send down the gushing rains. And the barakat of that will be, وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالِ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah will give you children, Allah will give you your orchards, Allah will give you everything. That is the barakat of istighfar. One person, he comes to one pious person and he says, "Big dua, that I don't have children." So the pious person told him, "Make istighfar." Then another person came. He said, "I've got a problem in my business." Say, "Make istighfar." Another person came. Say, "I've got a health-related problem." Say, "Make istighfar." Somebody asked for everything istighfar, one prescription. Where do you find a doctor giving panado for all the medicines, for all the sicknesses? So he mentioned, "Don't you see this ayat of the Quran Kareem, wherein Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, you make istighfar and then this becomes a solution for so many problems. The rain will come down, Allah will give you children, your orchards will come right." So this istighfar, kasrat istighfar, is a very, very strong prescription for to wash our sins away and for us to attach ourselves to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is why in one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, "Man lazib al istighfar." That person who holds firm to istighfar, every now and then he makes istighfar. جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِن كُلِّ دِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will take him out from every narrow problem. And the word comes in the hadith, diq. That means you get so frustrated as though you are in a narrow hole, like you can't even escape from it. No escape from the problem. Whilst we may think there's no escape from the problem, then turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make kasrat istighfar. You see how Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will open the way. And not only that, wa min kulli hammin farja. This is a matter of grief and depression. Look at almost everyone, they take antidepressants. And these antidepressants are such that you take one, then over a period of time, the body becomes immune to it. It doesn't even work. Now you need to take another higher dose of antidepressant. And that one gets finished, then you take another dose of antidepressant. Whereas Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, make istighfar. This istighfar, it is an antidepressant. It takes you away from all your problems and difficulties. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give you such risk by making istighfar. So much of risk that is beyond our understanding. One may wonder, That you don't have a proper means of income, for that you have to work, you have to pay the bills, you have to pay your rent, you have to pay the water and light bills, and here by sitting in a masjid, when sitting with 1,000 tasbihat and istighfar, how that light bill is going to get paid? That's not what is meant here. What is meant is that make that real proper istighfar. Through the barakat of istighfar, Allah will create such asbab through which your needs will also be fulfilled. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, make so much of istighfar. Now somebody may think that you're making istighfar, that what's the benefit of that? Why are you insisting? So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, "Ma asarra man istaghfara." Anybody that kept on making istighfar, It's not like an insistence. Normally what happens in this world, you go to one person, you ask him something one time. He'll give you. Go second time, he may give you. Go third time, he might give you. Keep on going to him. You say, hey, this fellow is a pest. He's insisting. Now, with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the more we insist for forgiveness, we are, because istighfar, make a lot of istighfar, is there, we insisting to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, forgive us. So Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the person who makes lots of istighfar, insist on Allah to forgive him, that person is not an insister, that's what Allah wants you to do. And the greater istighfar, Sayyidul Istighfar, and this is such an istighfar that every one of us should learn. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa an khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'tu a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at abu'u laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu'u bi dhanbi faghfir li innahu la yaghfir dhunub illa anta. This is such an istighfar. It's called the master, it's called the sayyid, the king of all istighfar. Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, anybody that reads it in the morning, if he has to pass away before the evening, he died as a shaheed. And if he reads it at night, and at night if he passed away before the morning, he died as a shaheed. Just by reading this istighfar. This istighfar is so beloved to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When we look in the lives of our akabirin, all our ulama of tasawwuf, they all have prescribed istighfar. My Shaykh, Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sadat Gangoi Rahmatullah Ali, would give us three tasbihats. One is Durood Sharif. Second, third kalima, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wala ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And the third is istighfar, astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. And Hazrat used to say it in a unique way, that subah bhi koi waqt, sham koi waqt. Anytime in the morning, anytime in the evening, durud tasbihat, three tasbihat in the morning, three tasbihat in the evening. But at the same time, Hazrat also used to say that take out time in isolation and make this zikr with full attention and full concentration, Allah. It is not like you just got something to do. Like, for example, you have to type something, you just press the buttons and it is typed out. This is a connection with the heart of Allah, with our heart to Almighty Allah. We have to give our heart to Allah, and the zikr must be made with full focus, with full attention, with full tawajjuh to Almighty Allah. When we are reading that dua, that Durood Sharif, we must do it as though we are Badaroze Mubarak Khutbah-e Salam. We must do as though that we're really praising Allah, we can see Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And istighfar must be done with the deepest amount of regret in our hearts. Then only the three tasbihat will have the desired effect. In the morning and in the evening, this is a tasbihat. Hazrat used to mention in his malfuzat, our istighfar is such, istighfaruna yahtaju ila istighfarin kathir. We make such istighfar that our istighfar, you have to make istighfar for the istighfar that we make. What kind of istighfar? What is the gunas we make? And the type of istighfar we're making, for that too alone we have to make istighfar. That means that there's no soul, there's no ruh, there's no spirituality, there's no real regret behind our istighfar. And that's why we wonder, make istighfar, but then our life is not being changing. That's why the most important thing is that in our istighfar, we have about three things in our mind. Hazrat used to advise three things. One is, when you make istighfar, admit to yourself that I have weaknesses and shortcomings. Admit. Before making istighfar, that's why making istighfar, that, oh Allah, I forgive. Now, if you don't admit that you have shortcomings, then what you make istighfar? Istighfar is because you admit that you have weaknesses. And that is the stepping stone for our spirituality. And if a person doesn't admit his shortcomings, you can make millions of istighfar. Nothing is going to change. So first thing you need to do as a prerequisite for the effectiveness of the istighfar, that you must admit that we have our weaknesses. Then you make that istighfar. Now you're telling it to yourself, you know what? I do have a problem. Never mind, I conduct myself in front of people this way or that way, but a time has come in my life where I need to move on and I need now to change. And say to yourself, admit, you know what? I have a problem. I need to change. Say it to yourself and say very strongly to yourself that I have a problem. I have a problem of pride. I have a problem of anger. I have a problem of cheating. I have a problem of throwing lustful glances.